Let's move on to the Sunday Telegraph and total contrast. The Victoria and Albert got a tapestry.
Yes, that's a tapestry that's belonged to the Victoria and Albert for a while, but hasn't been seen for 20 years.
Oh, one of those things they've been keeping.
Well, it's been in dear need of restoration, and it has now been restored. It's a beautiful tapestry.
It's a smashing
13
picture,
feet.
Isn't it?
Yes, yeah. It's a beautiful picture. 13 feet by 20. 3 feet. It was made between 1475 and 1490 for Charles VIII of France, and the theme is the Trojan War. Now, at the time, this was such a popular topic, and we sometimes forget how much the classical mythology was of interest to that period. I mean, Henry VIII had a similar tapestry, which has not survived, unfortunately. But this is absolutely beautiful. It has really been restored in great detail. The colours are all vibrant, and this is part of the story where the Queen of the Amazons is coming to help the Trojans against the Greeks. So it's an interesting bit of the story as well.
As a Greek, you'd probably approve of that, I should imagine.
Oh, well, I mean, when women warriors come into the picture, it's always interesting.
Excuse me, yeah. Now, very quickly, let's have a look at what's going on in Staffordshire and the Sunday Express.
Yes, the Staffordshire Horde, and from classical Greece to the Anglo-Saxon period.
We're doing very highbrow this morning.
Yes, there was a lot of interest when this was unearthed, and obviously there was the excitement of a great amount of gold and silver being unearthed. But the thing is that usually these kind of finds in archaeology are announced, and then the public doesn't get to see them for a long, long time because they have to be examined, they have to be cleaned, there's a whole process. But there was a small temporary exhibition for 2 weeks and a half in Birmingham, which attracted 40,000 people.
Wow.
So now the British Museum is realising there's a lot of interest, people want to see it as soon as possible. So from Tuesday there's going to be a temporary exhibition until the new year. So I'm sure people will be flocking to London to have a look. Loads of gold, loads of silver, loads of information about the Anglo-Saxons.
Stories in the Sunday Express. Now, Nick Webb's been reading the back pages.
Yep, not...